This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire region. How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing well, and I guess we need to get ready for some nasty weather coming in, though.
That's what they say, and admittedly, all of the local meteorologists say it's still a little bit too early to tell, but it seems like we're going to get something out of it.
Okay, well, come on, March.
Well, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
How about just come on, sunny skies and 75?
75 is good.
Yes.
No humidity.
There you go. Home sales figures for Arkansas for the entirety of 2013 came out, and if you were a realtor, you probably were happy.
Yeah, well, if you weren't happy, then nothing's going to make you happy. Yeah, Arkansas's four large markets, and that's the CityWire's home sales report. That's what we look at, the four large markets. It's Central Arkansas, Fort Smith, Northwest Arkansas, and Jonesboro. It counts for about 70% to 75% of total sales, but they were up in those four markets almost 13%. And up a little over 15% compared to 2011. So definitely a good year. And I think, you know, Kyle, we've been watching the Arkansas market, especially there in Northwest Arkansas, for some time. And I think you can say for the first time since 2007 that the market is back on its feet again. Last year it did well. But I think, you know, having two good years with the home value still strong, I think it's safe to say they've recovered. I'm sure some of the bankers up there may have another opinion on that, but from the real estate side, it's looking good. And the only thing we're hearing in terms of a negative is, of course, some of the weather maybe pushing some sales forward, and a concern about interest rates. And interest rates have been creeping up, so we'll see if the trend lasts into 2014. But so far, so good.
So far, so good for Tyson Foods in 2014. Their first quarter numbers came out this morning and blew past the Wall Street estimates.
Yeah, not just a little bit. Wall Street was expecting them to earn about 64 cents per share, which was going to be about $226 million. They announced this morning, Tyson announced this morning, earnings of 72 cents per share on income of $254 million. So very good. Their chicken segment, which is, you know, obviously one of their, that's their bread and butter, so to speak. Their operating income in that segment was $225 million, and it was just $100 million for the same quarter last year. So they did well, and it also shows that, as Tyson has been telling us, that the consumer is shifting away from higher-priced beef and some higher-priced pork back to chicken, and I think that's evident there. And, you know, Tyson, you know, we're not just looking at Tyson, we're looking at the U.S. consumer, because Tyson sells so much chicken in the U.S. that it kind of gives you a sense of what overall the consumer is doing all around the country. So good news for Tyson on an economic level. You know, if the consumer is really having to push that much back to chicken, that may not be a good sign on an economic level.
Walmart has an official earnings report coming out in a few weeks, but early indications are that it will not be as rosy.
Right. It's not. And here again, just like with Tyson, even more so with Walmart, I mean, that's definitely, you know, the direction Walmart goes gives you a good idea of what the consumer is doing and what the consumer is thinking. And they came out today and said their previous guidance, where they expected about a 10 cents per share hit, now that's up to 26% or 26 cents. And Kyle, if you look at their shares outstanding, that's about an $842 million hit they expect against their earnings for the fourth quarter. Now, their quarter ends January 31st, ends today, and they'll report earnings on February 20th, which will be Doug McMillon's first earnings report. So,
because his first day in his new job is tomorrow?
Yeah, his first day is tomorrow, so 20 days into the job, he's going to get to deal with a less-than-pretty earnings report. They're also seeing their same-store sales for Walmart could either be negative or flat. And they're blaming this on the winter weather, which, you know, they say there have been 8 named winter storms that have impacted their stores around the country. And they're also saying that the reduction in the food stamp benefits, if you remember in 2009 as part of the stimulus program, those benefits were increased. Well, as of late last year, they were dialed back to the normal rate, and that's you know, that Walmart says that's hurting them, because those SNAP benefits, according to estimates, they're about 10% of the total U.S. grocery business, and grocery is about $150 to $155 billion business for Walmart. So that's, again, Doug McMillon, you know, welcome to the job.
This week, the Bureau of Labor, the U.S. Bureau of Labor, issued statistics about job growth in metropolitan areas that are well in excess of 350 that are measured. Much was made about Northwest Arkansas's metro being fourth, Jonesboro on the other side of the state 11th. Fort Smith was 34th in that report. That's up.
Yeah, not bad. That's a good, you know, for the Fort Smith region, it's good to build on any positive number you get. Now, this is based on non-farm jobs. Mm-hmm. Non-farm jobs rose from about 117,000 last December to a little over 120,000 this December, 2.9% increase. And they did. They moved out of 372 metro areas up to 34 compared to 327 last year. And that's good. So, you know, let's build on that. But the thing to keep in mind is that region's going to have a long ways to go to get back to some economic normals, so to speak, of just a few years ago. Two quick examples. The labor force in November was a little over 132,000. That's down from a little over 140,000 in October 2007. So that's roughly 8,000 people just not in the workforce anymore. The number of employed was just short of 123,000 in November, and that's down from about 132,000, almost 133,000 in November 2007. So that's 10,000 fewer people employed. So good. It's nice to see the region kind of maybe bottoming out and moving back in the right direction, but it's going to have a long way to go to get back to those economic normals.
Finally, the Fort Smith Convention Center reported they had fewer events last year, but the bottom line looked better.
Yeah, the bottom line, you know, of course, we talked many years ago for many months about funding for the convention center for the prepared food tax, but it is good to see the convention center. They did have fewer events, but it is good to see their revenue back. They're moving in the right direction. It's not back to where it was 2 or 3 years ago, but they've had to make some investments, kind of had to change the business model. And, you know, everyone was watching this very close, Kyle, to see if the city could make this work, because the city had promised that, you know, once we get this back under this structure, it'll start doing better. And the city of Fort Smith, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it's just the way it is, the city of Fort Smith has not always been able to do what it says it's going to do. So this is one of those areas that has been a positive for the city in terms of operating the convention center.
All right. Well, I think I speak for school superintendents throughout the region that hopefully the next time we talk next Friday, we will not have had any significant snow.
Yes. Well, let's hope that 10 to 12 inch prediction is way off.
Let's hope indeed. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. We have a conversation with him almost every Friday on Ozarks at Large.